Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Now, you just heard Pat Gillespie of the Gillespie Group talking about the Marketplace Redevelopment Plan and how he wants to approach that and sit down with union leaders and move forward in a very positive way. I want to welcome in Joe Manzella, Manager of Regional Programs for LEAP and a Lansing City Council candidate. Talked with him last week. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, just fine. When we talked last week, there was a lot of disappointment, a lot of dejection. I think now everyone is looking forward to this development and listening to Pat talk. It sounds as if they can get 80% Lansing workers involved in it. Some might say, why not 100%? But if that is a higher percent than we've had in most of these projects, that should make people feel somewhat at ease.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want an honest opinion, I think it's really too bad it came down to this, down to this type of decision, and especially the way it was laid out that the courts had to get involved. I mean, I think everybody's happy to see it go forward, but it's a lot more complicated, I think, than just the discussion of labor versus non-labor, local versus non-local.
Well, what does it come down to?
You know, there is a lot to be said for, you know, the good contributions that come from well-paying jobs and good-paying labor jobs. I worked as a laborer for a little while making $8 an hour, and I can tell you I didn't contribute, you know, much of anything to the economy when I was making $8,000 an hour.
Right.
So there's a lot to be said for that. But you can't have the city council meddling in those negotiations between the developer and labor leaders.
Isn't that the process? Isn't that what is spelled out in terms of approvals?
To a point, sure. I think there's a difference between facilitating and advocating or taking an active role on the part of one of the parties. And I think that's what happened here. I think, you know, people maybe overstepped their bounds a bit in terms of how they approached the situation. And it's a shame that it came to that.
This has also sparked a number of people to let us know that they're interested in those seats on city council. In terms of your interest in that, when did you decide that you wanted to be a member of city council?
Well, it was something I was looking into definitely over the past couple months, kind of exploring how to go about this. And unfortunately, with what happened the last week, you couldn't wait. I mean, three weeks ago now, it was kind of a call to action for a lot of people to say, you know, we're not here, we're not going to let this kind of thing fly anymore. I mean, we have a developer who's working very hard, you know, to bring his city back. He's a hometown guy. We've got labor leaders who are working very hard to make sure that good-paying jobs are here in Lansing. Those are two very good things, and those two parties should sit down and negotiate as equals. Neither party should know that the government, the city council, will meddle on their behalf. And that's the crux of the situation. I think that's what it came down to.
But hadn't those kinds of discussions proven fruitless? Otherwise, there would have been an agreement, and there would not have been the reaction from council that there was?
Well, I mean, think about it. If you're negotiating with somebody across the table and you know that no matter what, you've got to get your way or else, you know, it's not going to get approved, then, of course, you're not going to give much room for compromise.
Sounds like Congress.
What's that?
I said, sounds like Congress.
I mean, yeah, that's about right. You have to, and that's the unfortunate thing is, I mean, Lansing is not a big town. It's a small town. We're all neighbors here. We need to work together and move together forward. You know, we have to have good-paying jobs, but we also have to have jobs in the first place. Let's find a nice, nuanced approach to where we're going at, and that comes from sitting down across the table from your equal and negotiating.
All right.
Not getting mixed up in this vitriol, so, you know.
In terms of being a candidate for a city council, obviously you have a business perspective as manager of regional programs for LEAP. Can you define what city council's role should be?
Well, to be honest, the city council should be the advocate for the city. And when it gets this deep into, albeit they should be likely at the table to help facilitate a good outcome for both parties. they shouldn't have the outcome set in their head and push it forward with regard to the relations between the laborer and the developer. I mean, city council's purpose with approving MBT credits, MBT brownfield credits, is to make sure that we're taking care of our contaminated lands, that we're actually redeveloping in our core city and in the places that otherwise wouldn't be developable because the land is dirty. I mean, the land is contaminated.
All right, I'm not trying to speak for the four council members who voted against this and forced the stalemate, but is it possible they could say that they listened and maybe some other people already had their minds made up?
You know, I mean, if you listen to the responses that the four city council members who did vote no gave on the day that they voted no, you had one gentleman who, I'm actually speaking about Councilman Quinney. He really believes in his vote, and he, you know, people were giving him a lot of flack for working where he works and also voting the way he did. And I personally, the guy believes in his vote. He believes in the way he stood.
Mm-hmm.
The other three members, I had a bit of trouble following where they were going or what they were saying. I mean, we can't be a place that's anti-development. And those three votes, they seemed to lend themselves toward that thought.
Are you saying that Carol Wood and Brian Jeffries and Eric Hewitt were disingenuous at the meeting?
You know, I just don't understand their motive. And so I'm not saying that. I don't understand it. And, you know, I haven't quite gotten, you know, there's nothing satisfactory out there in my mind that will lead me to figure out why they voted the way they did.
But your city council candidacy is going ahead. It is not dependent on anything that may have happened in the courts here. You're full steam ahead.
No. Yep, full steam ahead. I mean, we had planned to announce in January, but again, things get sped up a little bit when cathartic things like that happen.
Joe, can I ask how old you are?
Sure, 24 years old.
24. And you've been working with LEAP for how long?
A few months for now. I used to be the planner at the Capital Air Transportation Authority.
Okay, but you lived in mid-Michigan your whole life or most of your life?
I moved here, I moved here in 2004 to attend Michigan State.
Okay,
so,
6 years.
I'm from Detroit suburbs originally.
Okay, well, I was too. We both have that in common. Joe, thanks so much. I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again regarding LEAP and the council.
All right, thanks.
All right, Joe Manzella.